Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Lots to celebrate. Dave Evans is here with Kiwanis Club of Stratford, of course, talking about the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Well, lots to celebrate. My gosh, Dave, where to begin? Such a successful radiothon.
Well, there was just so much. It was a magical weekend that started on Friday. I mean, Friday we were quite short of our goal of $50,000. I estimate between $13,000 and $14,000 came in on Friday. The radiothon was a definite success. But when you talk about magical, then that night we collected the most we'd ever collected at a hockey game. That was $706. That is by far the most. It was just, and then donations are still coming in. So I just like to thank, Merry Christmas to everyone, but I like to thank all the people that have donated. I mean, it's just kept on coming and coming. I had one interesting one on Friday. We were picking up checks and cash donations, and I went to one apartment, and the lady there said, I felt I should give. She said, in the past, I used to get a Christmas basket, but things are better now. But I thought I should do that. And I don't know over the years how many times I've heard that. We used to get a Christmas basket, and that's all this is. It's just a helping hand, and in a lot of cases, a temporary situation. But just give me a little bit of help this year, and I'll get back on my feet. So thank you, everyone that's helped.
That warms the heart. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dave. And as we mentioned, it's not too late to make a donation. We're not quite at goal, but we're getting close. We've had folks donating this week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you can still make a donation.
Well, that's right. Well, first, I hope Santa is going to our mailbox. But you can still go to the CJCS website and go to the GoFundMe. Also, you can drop donations off at the radio station here at 376 Romeo. But you know, when I think about the generosity of the people of Stratford, the radiothon was one thing, but then I was working the kettles for the Salvation Army Saturday morning, and the number of people that would just walk by and drop in $5, $10, I mean, it was continuous the whole time I was there. And then to finish the day off, I was at Stratford with Love.
To Stratford with Love, yes.
And that was 800 people there, and all the people that volunteered. My daughter came, and there was only two spots left to volunteer. And she said, I'm going again next year. So
nice.
We'll get a family group, and we're... I mean, it's just everywhere in Stratford. Stratford is a wonderful place to live.
Absolutely. Well said. So again, it's the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Such a success for the Radiothon. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who made a donation. All the businesses, organizations that made donations that day.
Oh, that's right. I mean, the businesses, they've stepped up. But, you know, the funny thing is a lot of our donations are $25, $50. There's just so many people. But
that makes a difference.
Oh, that just adds up. I mean, you put a small donation in, it's a helping hand for one family.
And again, let's do a shout out for the Stratford Aces. Still lots of people chatting about their time here at the radio station.
Oh, that makes the radiothon every year. I know you get a lot of people coming in, but I mean, I still heard over the weekend about Jingle Bells. I mean, they were wonderful.
Had a great time. And again, thank you to those young people for their donation. It's the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Our radiothon was a success. The hockey night was a great success. And we can reach goal. We've still got time. We've still got time to make donations all this week and Monday, too, for sure.
We're open 365 days a year.
Yeah, exactly. And again, a reminder, these gift cards have been purchased, distributed through Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank and Salvation Army Stratford. And we've heard the stories of people that have been just so grateful to be receiving these gift cards that it's making a difference for them or their families for this Christmas.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going around yesterday getting the numbers of how many they were going to be giving gift cards to. 944 families this year. Now, pre-COVID, we were 650, 675. We're up almost 50%. I mean, that is the most we have ever had. So, Stratford, the need is there, but you're helping everyone from not just families, but they also give some to the homeless people.
Exactly. And Stratford always makes a difference each and every time. We always step out to help great causes like the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, thanks to you and all the volunteers that help out with Kiwanis Club of Stratford for our Radiothon and for something like this, the CJCS Kiwanis Christmas Basket Fund. Before we let you go, passports still available?
Oh, yes, they're still available. Anybody catches me, I carry them with me all the time.
So when you see Dave, ask to see his passport. There you go. Dave Evans with Kiwanis Club of Stratford. Dave, I'll take this time to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And to you and all the people in Stratford.